bring us up to date. I know there's been a lot of controversy in Jeff City. I've been praying behind the scenes, been in touch with some folks that have been keeping me in a loop, Jody Hammond and of course Justin. I've been watching these things, and I don't want to give the story away because my listeners may or may not know. They may not be paying attention to, you know, parking passes being removed and things like that. And the podcast in the parking lot was hilarious, by the way, or whatever they want to call that. Yeah. But yeah, that was a great thing by them. But, you know, it seems like a lot of the ire is, first of all, targeted towards this Freedom Caucus this year. And you're part of that, right?
Sure. Yeah. I'm part of the Freedom Caucus. You know, the number one priority, in my opinion, and also with the Freedom Caucus, their opinion, and even Republicans at large, is we have to change the initiative petition process. So what we see millions of dollars from the left, so they can't beat us in the legislature. So what they do is they go through the initiative petition process. So these leftist groups come in, spending millions upon millions of dollars, kind of misleading voters and what they're putting on the ballot to try to kind of trick them into voting something that they might otherwise not vote for. And so we've seen that with something called Clean Missouri. We've seen that last election cycle, they tried to do ranked choice voting. They're doing this in multiple states. So Alaska, for the first time, is being represented by a Democrat in the House. Because of ranked choice voting, you had two Republicans in the race. They each got 30. The Democrat got 40%. And so it's a way for them to basically take seats from us. We've seen this with the Medicaid expansion. So the left is coming in and doing this. And so what we want to do right now, it's a simple majority to change our Constitution. Our Constitution has been changed hundreds of times since 1945 alone. Compare that to the federal Constitution. Obviously, it's only been changed a handful of times, right? So I believe the Constitution should be limited in nature, to protect minority rights, to make sure that you don't have government intrusion into people's lives. And so we need to protect our Constitution by raising the threshold. The proposal that is being proposed right now is a concurrent majority of either House districts or, for instance, congressional districts. So you would have to get a majority statewide and a majority of either congressional districts or House districts, depending on which proposal ends up moving forward. And so to me, this is so critical because I sponsored the Heartbeat Bill, making Missouri the first abortion-free state in the country. And the left has just poured in millions of dollars into a fund to create a right to an abortion in Missouri's Constitution. And so one way to protect that, there's actually different ways to do it, but one way to protect that is to raise that threshold for changing the Constitution. Another way is we can actually put a competing provision on the ballot if they were to get theirs on the same ballot. Then if, for instance, our provision got 55% and theirs got 54%, theirs would be null and void because it would conflict. So it would be whichever one gets the higher vote. In my opinion, we should take both approaches.
Yeah, I like that. One of the things I think about with that, so first of all, the state of Missouri doesn't have abortions, but currently.
And yeah, so, the only way abortion can be done is for the life of the mother.
Yeah.
So you have an ectopic pregnancy, and obviously that's a very valid reason. I don't know if I would want to call that an abortion, but.
Right. The health of the mom and the baby's not going to probably survive anyway. So right. Absolutely. But in general,
we have no abortion facilities.
Correct. Right. It's a medical procedure, not right. Yeah. Come on in. Join us. So we
and that was a huge fight back in 2019 when I passed that bill.
Yeah, I was gonna say and you know, for those who might hear IP reform, that's what he's talking about. The initial petition is also, for short, a lot of people call it IP reform. And and I love the idea of having the districts. I think that makes smart. I think it's smart because one of the other things about Missouri.
It's also how our U.S. Constitution works. In order for, you know, if Congress or there's a convention of the states, you have to have 3/4 of the states ratify that amendment before it actually gets instituted. You have to have a geographical majority. And 3/4 is actually a pretty high standard. We're only proposing a majority of, you know, a concurrent majority.
Yeah. Well, one of the things I was going to point out, too, is the fact that in, like, Missouri, we've got St. Louis City and Kansas City, and then you got the rest of the state. And so this takes away the ability, because you got the dense populations around there, of those dense populations making decisions that affect the rest of the state geographically, too, because right. The land mass is, you know, 80% of the state is not around one of those two areas.
Sure.
So
we've talked about that a couple times on here.
Yeah.
About that.
Yeah.
It'd be good reform.
It would be. Yeah. We would. Well, it's a big battle. So
and it's actually like, so other state, no state that I'm aware of has actually tried a kind of like a geographical majority or a concurrent majority, kind of like what we're proposing. What's been done in other states is just raising the threshold. So like Florida in 2006 raised it to 60%. There's like 25, I don't know the exact number, roughly half the states don't have any initiative petition at all. And then you've had several states in the last 5 to 6 years who have tried to increase the threshold, but have failed. All of them have failed, including Arkansas, most recently Ohio. And so we're trying something different. I think this will be successful if we get the right provisions in it.
Right. And, you know, the thing I see about that is what we're really saying is we know there's a guy named George Soros who comes in and he pays all these people to go around and do these petitions. And so he's buying, and then people vote because it sounds good, especially in liberal areas. They're like, you know, it's the uninformed voters not really looking at down the road consequences of these decisions. And so they make a quick, yeah.
Yeah, perfect example is we had something called Clean and Cleaner Missouri. I don't know if you remember that fight. So they put in Clean Missouri, which was supposed to draw 50-50 districts, essentially, or competitive districts. The problem is the only way to do that is you take the Democrat voters in the city and try to run them out to the rural areas. So you have these like little spaghetti districts. Well, I thought that was a terrible way to draw districts. And so we ended up passing Cleaner Missouri. We basically changed everything that they did and put it back exactly the way it was before. The only difference was they put lobbyist gifts down to $5, and then we just eliminated it from $5 down to zero. And so people just went in there like, eliminate lobbyist gifts? Sure. So like they were, I don't know if they were, people were really like voting on the actual provision that was going into the Constitution. They just looked at the lobbyist gifts and voted for it.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for watching this short with us today. And if you like it, check out our full episodes on our channel and website. We'll put those in the links below. And as always, Scott,
like and subscribe, or subscribe and then like, whatever order you want, really.
Whatever order you like.
Yeah.
Thanks.